The first type of exercise is consecutive interpreting with text. In this exercise, you will hear a text of about 300 words read aloud in segments. You will also receive a printed copy of the text. You will translate each segment from English into your First Nation language during the pause that follows each segment. Your friend will read the text out loud to you, allowing time for your translation in between each segment. You will not have time to review the text before the exercise begins. However, the segments are short and you will be given 2.5 times the segment length to translate. You may read along as you listen and take notes, but using the text is optional for this exercise. As you translate, your friend will listen carefully and make note of any error. At the end of the translation exercise, your friend will go over their notes with you. For this exercise, you will need 2 copies of one of the consecutive interpreting with text exercises, a friend, and a pen and paper.
Thanks for helping me. This is what we have to do.
Here is a candidate preparing to practice consecutive interpreting with text with a friend. She gives her friend 1 copy of the written text and asks her to read it aloud, waiting about 2.5 times the segment length after each segment. The friend reads the text aloud while the candidate follows along.
Both the mother and the offender indicate that the family has not followed the traditional ways of life of their culture.
As the candidate listens, she may also read the written text and take notes to help her with the translation. However, using the written text is optional for this exercise. After the friend reads each segment, the candidate translates into her First Nation language. While she translates, the friend evaluates her translation and takes note of any mistakes.
Child and Family Services were actively involved.
Once the candidate has finished, her friend uses the notes to point out any errors in the candidate's translation.
Here is what I noted as you were translating. You translated the word offender in a very roundabout way. I think you said the person who committed the offense. I wonder whether there is a term in our language, another word for offender. You did not express the idea actively in the sentence. Child and Family Services were actively involved with the offender. Well, you got the ages right.
Now it's time for you to practice. Select one of the consecutive interpreting with text exercises from the following menu. Remember to practice many times with each of the provided scripts. The more you practice, the better prepared you will be for the real test.